A reading from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 5th chapter, verses 17 through 39. On one of those days, as he was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting there, who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and from Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was with him to heal. And behold, some men were bringing on a bed a man who was paralyzed, and they were seeking to bring him in to lay him before Jesus, but finding no way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and let him down with his bed through the tiles into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said, "Man, your sins are forgiven you." And the scribes and the Pharisees began to question, saying, "Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" When Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered them, "Why do you question in your hearts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the man who was paralyzed, "I say to you, rise, pick up your bed, and go home." And immediately he rose up before them and picked up what he had been lying on and went home glorifying God. And amazement seized them all, and they glorified God and were filled with awe, saying, "We have seen extraordinary things today." After this, he went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax booth. And he said to him, "Follow me." And leaving everything, he rose and followed him. And Levi made him a great feast in his house, and there was a large company of tax collectors and others reclining at table with them. And the Pharisees and their scribes grumbled at the disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" And Jesus answered them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. And I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." And they said to him, "The disciples of John fast often and offer prayers, and so do the disciples of the Pharisees, but yours eat and drink." And Jesus said to them, "Can you make wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast in those days." He also told them a parable. "No one tears a piece from a new garment and puts it on an old garment. If he does, he will tear the new, and the piece from the new will not match the old. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the new wine will burst the skins, and it will be spilled, and the skins will be destroyed. But new wine must be put into fresh wineskins. And no one, after drinking old wine, desires new, for he says the old is good." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor James Kies, St. Peter the Fisherman Lutheran Church, Lincoln City, Oregon.
In our text for today, we find Jesus early in his ministry of teaching and healing. Many people had come to see him. Some very determined folks had come carrying a poor man who was paralyzed lying on a bed. They had so hoped to see Jesus, but they couldn't reach him because of the crowds. So they hoisted this man onto the roof, removed a section, and lowered him down to Jesus. This was indeed a Herculean effort. It couldn't have been easy. They were determined to go where Jesus could be found. We might ask ourselves, where can we find Jesus today? Well, thankfully, he has told us in his word. He has said in Matthew 18, verse 20, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them." He has also said in Matthew 26, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." He is there in his body and his blood. He is there in his word, which the writers of Hebrews tell us that the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. He is there in his words of absolution that are found in our text today. Our Lord is there, but sadly many church pews are empty. It is our own fallen natures that rejects the Lord in his word and his sacraments. Even believers often find it too difficult to take the time out of their busy day to seek the Lord where he is found. The fallen world is so full of distractions that keep us away from our Lord's house for the purpose of nothing more than self-gratification, soccer games, TV shows, computer games. Anything seems easier than going to where our Lord is found, where his word is heard, and where his life-giving sacraments are given. I remember a couple that used to come to the church where I was pastor. The gentleman in question was in his 80s, and his wife was wheelchair-bound and a paralytic. Every Sunday he would get her into the car, fold up her wheelchair, put it in the trunk, drive to the church, and perform the opposite procedure going home. It was important to them that they went to where our Lord was to be found. They were an example of an active and determined faith, seen in the recorded event of the paralytic in our text. It must have been as hard for them as it was for the folks in our text, but nothing was going to stop them as long as they could physically do it. What a testimony of action and witness to others. Our faith journey is not always an easy one. It certainly wasn't for Jesus. It wasn't easy for him to go before Pontius Pilate to endure the abuse of the guards and the sufferings of the cross. But in that suffering, our Lord took on the sins of all the world so that we as God's people may stand in the shining light of righteousness before our Lord. So in this meditation, I would urge you to come to where our Lord is to be found, and you will receive a forgiveness and a healing of your soul every bit as real as the paralytic in our text. May the peace that passes all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
We thank Pastor James Kies for this meditation on God's Word.